This is an audio version of a printed The British Steel Pension Scheme document, news brief, November 2022. The British Steel Pension Scheme, news brief, for members of the British Steel Pension Scheme, BSPS, November 2022. In this edition, message from your trustee chairman, page 2. Annual Report and Financial Statements, page 4. Alan Johnston, page 6. Summary Funding Statement, page 7. Increases for Pensioners, page 10. Update on Guaranteed Minimum Pension, GMP, Equalisation, page 11. Contact Details, page 12. Message from your trustee chairman. Quote, I am delighted to welcome Stan Lukinski onto the trustee board as our new company-nominated trustee director. Stan was a former group treasurer with Tata Steel Europe. End quote. Welcome to the autumn 2022 edition of News Brief, which includes several articles which I hope will be of interest to you. When the scheme was set up in 2018, it was agreed that if the scheme's financial position as at 31st March 2021 was better than expected, an additional one-time lump sum payment could be paid out to certain pensioner members, where all or part of their scheme pension then in payment was earned from service before April 1997. It is pleasing to note that one-off payments were successfully made last month to almost 48,000 eligible members. The trustee has now received the Scheme Actuary's annual funding update as at 31st March 2022, the results of which are summarised in this news brief, see pages 7 to 9. Since the last full valuation, as at 31st March 2021, I am pleased to report an improvement in the scheme's funding position. The trustee's key strategic priority remains to reach a position where it is possible to secure all members' benefits with one or more insurance companies. Additionally, once a funding level of 103% is achieved on a buyout or solvency basis, in accordance with the provisions agreed when the scheme was set up, the surplus over 100% will be used to increase members' benefits. The trustee regularly monitors its funding position against insurer pricing and has noted that the funding level has improved against this measure. I previously advised you that the trustee entered into a buy-in policy towards the end of 2021 with Legal and General, under which around 5% of scheme liabilities were insured. A further buy-in transaction, insuring around 25% of liabilities, was completed in May 2022. Members' benefit entitlements are unaffected by these purchases. As the scheme's funding position improves relative to insurer pricing, it is likely further tranches of liabilities will be insured. Quote, I would urge you to consider completing the communication survey and to take the opportunity to highlight any suggestions you have to improve how we communicate with members. End quote. The trustee has signed an agreement that enables Legal and General Investment Management to manage the combined assets of the scheme, taking over the role from the scheme's in-house manager. The transition is scheduled to be completed in the coming weeks. The London Investment Office, led by Hugh Smart, has served the scheme very well over many years. However, with assets under management rapidly decreasing following recent buy-in transactions, it was an appropriate time to make this move. We will mark the significant contribution of the London office to the scheme in a future news brief once the transition has been successfully completed. Alan Johnston's term of appointment as a company-nominated trustee director expired on 31st March 2022. Alan had been involved with the scheme and its predecessors in a number of different roles since 1994. You will find an article marking Alan's significant contribution to the scheme and its members on page 6. I am delighted to welcome Stan Lukinski onto the trustee board as our new company-nominated trustee director. Stan was a former group treasurer with Tata Steel Europe. You will receive an invitation with this newsletter to participate in the scheme's member communication survey. Participation in the survey provides members with an opportunity to share their views on communications with the trustee board. I would urge you to consider completing the survey and to take the opportunity to highlight any suggestions you have to improve how we communicate with members. Best wishes, Keith Greenfield, Chairman of BS Pension Fund Trustee Limited. Summary of 2022 Annual Report and Financial Statements. The scheme provides benefits for former members of the old British Steel Pension Scheme who elected to transfer into the scheme on 28th March 2018 under the Time to Choose exercise. Here's a summary of the scheme's annual report for 2021/22. Income, return on investments to 31st March 2022, £71,396,000. Total to 31st March 2022, £71,396,000. Expenditure, benefits paid to 31st March 2022, £512,733,000. Transfers out to 31st March 2022, £12,354,000. Administration expenses to 31st March 2022, £9,341,000. Levies to 31st March 2022, £2,191,000. Total to 31st March 2022, £536,619,000. Net increase brackets decrease to 31st March 2022 brackets £465,223,000. Value of the fund 2021 £10,333,274,000 plus money coming in £71,396,000 minus money going out £536,619,000 equals 2022 £9,868,051,000. Investment strategy. The scheme's investment strategy is set by the trustee after taking appropriate advice. This strategy is set out in a Statement of Investment Principles, SIP, which was last updated in September 2022. You can view a copy of the SIP on the scheme website, www.bspspensions.com. Read. The scheme's 2022 annual report has been published. If you want to see the full version, please visit the scheme website, www.bspspensions.com. Membership at 31st March 2022. 2021, deferred members 13,968, pensioners 57,550, total 71,518. 2022, deferred members 13,211, pensioners 55,964, total 69,175. Membership age breakdown. Pensioners, age under 50, 143. 50 to 54, 313. 55 to 59, 1,538. 60 to 64, 5,315. 65 to 69, 8,485. 70 and over, 40,170. Deferred members, age under 50, 5,330. 50 to 54, 2,989. 55 to 59, 2,748. 60 to 64, 1,938. 65 to 69, 165. 70 and over, 41. Number of members over age 100, 168. Age of oldest scheme member, 105. Age of youngest scheme member, 25. Alan Johnston. Following the conclusion of Alan Johnston's term of appointment as a company-nominated trustee director, the trustee wishes to record its grateful thanks to Alan for his very significant contribution to the British Steel Pension Scheme and its members. Quote, Alan continues his commitment to the steel industry and its communities as chair of UK Steel Enterprise. End quote. Alan was appointed as a trustee director of the old British Steel Pension Scheme in 1994 and assumed the role of chairman in 2007, successfully leading the scheme through the Time to Choose exercise. Alan was the new scheme's first chairman before handing the role over to Keith Greenfield in 2019. Alan's foresight and leadership over the period of his chairmanship were critical factors in the scheme having the opportunity to exist in its current form. The scheme actuary hosted an evening to celebrate Alan's achievements on 25th May 2022. Alan was joined by trustee directors, past and present, together with scheme officers and advisers who had worked with Alan over his long association with the scheme. After starting his career in Scotland, Alan served in a range of senior appointments in British Steel, in London and South Wales. Following the merger in 1999 between British Steel and Hugovans to form Currys, Alan was appointed Executive Director of Personnel, a post he remained in until his retirement from the company in 2003. Alan subsequently joined Avon and Somerset Constabulary as its HR director, serving from 2005 to 2009. During this time, Alan used the significant pensions experience he had built up in the British Steel Pension Scheme to become the spokesperson on pensions for the Association of Chief Police Officers. Away from work and pension commitments, Alan and his wife Liz have three children and are the proud grandparents of five grandchildren. Alan is a keen follower of Motherwell Football Club and enjoys cricket, squash and golf. Alan enjoys the works of Scotland's bard Robert Burns and regularly returns home to Scotland for holidays with his family. Summary Funding Statement. The trustee is required to carry out a full actuarial valuation at least every 3 years, with an annual funding update in those years in between. The most recent actuarial valuation of the scheme's financial position was carried out as at 31st March 2021. The purpose of this statement is to provide you with a summary of the scheme actuary's report on developments affecting the scheme's funding position since the previous valuation. If you want to know more, the actuary's full 2021 valuation report is on the scheme website, www.bspspensions.com. The scheme. The scheme's surplus improved over the year to 31st March 2022. This provides a buffer against the risks facing the scheme. How has the funding position changed since the last full valuation? See how the numbers compare in the table below. Assets, 31st March 2022. £9,868 million. 31st March 2021, £10,333 million. Liabilities, 31st March 2022, £9,067 million. 31st March 2021, £9,841 million. Surplus, 31st March 2022, £801 million. 31st March 2021, £492 million. Funding level, 31st March 2022, 108.8%. 31st March 2021, 105.0%. Note, for these purposes, the actuary's assessment of the scheme's funding position is calculated on what is known as the technical provisions basis rather than a best estimate basis, the difference being an extra layer of prudence in assumptions in the former. Quote, the main factor contributing to the improvement in the funding position was that the assets outperformed the liabilities. End quote. Summary Funding Statement. What happened over the year to 31st March 2022? The main factor contributing to the improvement in the funding position was that the assets outperformed the liabilities. This is because changes in financial market conditions resulted in higher expected future returns from scheme assets, which exceeded the impact of raised inflationary expectations on scheme benefits. As the scheme becomes increasingly mature, the funding level should increase further. Treatment of insured buy-ins. Since the scheme's previous triennial valuation as at 31st March 2021, the scheme has completed two buy-in transactions with Legal and General. The first of these was completed in November 2021 and covered the benefits of around 5% of the scheme's liabilities. The second, larger transaction, completed in May 2022, covers around 25% of scheme liabilities, giving around 30% in total. These buy-ins have no impact on member benefits and are simply investments of the scheme, which perfectly match the liabilities for a proportion of scheme members. What is an actuarial valuation? The actuarial valuation provides a snapshot of the scheme's funding position at a set date. It compares the value of the scheme's assets, the money it has invested to pay benefits, with its liabilities, the value placed on the future benefit entitlements of scheme members. Formal valuations are required by law at least every 3 years to see whether contributions are required from the employer, with interim annual reports from the scheme actuary in those years where a full valuation is not carried out. The actuary's interim 2022 report shows that the scheme's funding position remains healthy. Had this been a formal valuation, no contributions would have been required from the scheme sponsor, Tata Steel UK Limited. How do we measure the funding position? In a defined benefit scheme like the BSPS, each member is promised a pension and money is set aside to pay those pensions as and when they fall due. The scheme's funding position is the difference between the estimated amount that the scheme needs to have to pay pensions, the scheme's liabilities, and the actual money the scheme holds to pay those pensions as and when they fall due, the assets. The values placed on assets and liabilities can change from time to time, meaning that the funding position may go up or down. A surplus doesn't necessarily mean the scheme has more money than it needs. For example, the surplus can change as the actual returns from assets might be different from the assumptions made in the valuation, and members may live longer than the assumptions made in the valuation. Type of valuation, buyout. Scheme funding position as at 31st March 2021, 94.5%. This is the most prudent valuation and is an estimate of the cost of insuring all scheme liabilities in full. This uses an estimate of the insurer's more prudent assumptions and also includes a margin for insurer's costs slash profits, and so is likely to result in the lowest funding measure. Type of valuation, technical provisions slash ongoing. Scheme funding position as at 31st March 2021, 105.0%. This is the method used by the scheme actuary for the triennial valuation and annual funding updates. This also uses prudent assumptions and is intended to represent a cautious estimate of the amount required now to continue to pay benefits in the future. It is therefore likely to show a higher funding position than the buyout estimate. Calculations. There are different ways to calculate the funding position of a pension scheme. Each method seeks to value pensions already in payment, including benefits to survivors of deceased members, plus the pensions of former employees who have not yet retired. The appropriate actuarial valuation method depends on the reason for the valuation. The results may vary significantly between methods. The table above shows the two main types of valuation and the scheme's funding position on each basis. Although these methods produce significantly different valuation results, both are correct when used in the appropriate circumstances. What would happen if Tata Steel UK Limited were to become insolvent? In the event Tata Steel UK Limited were to become insolvent, the scheme is protected by the Pension Protection Fund, PPF. PPF compensation would not be the same as scheme benefits. If the scheme had enough assets, which it currently has, it would buy out benefits with an insurance company greater than PPF compensation. Further information about the PPF is available at www.ppf.co.uk or by calling its helpline on 0345 600 2541 +44 20 8633 4902 for non-UK members. Other information. The law requires that we provide you with certain information. We can confirm that there have not been any payments to Tata Steel UK Limited out of the scheme other than to reimburse the company for necessary costs and expenses it has incurred on behalf of the trustee in the administration of the scheme. When is the next valuation? The trustee board will continue to monitor the financial position of the scheme on a regular basis, and the next three-yearly valuation is scheduled for 31st March 2024. In other news, pensioners will receive a letter at the end of March 2023 detailing how the increase has been applied to their pension and listing the payment dates for 2023/24. Increases for pensioners. Under the rules of the scheme, some or all of a BSPS pension in payment may increase each year on 1st April. BSPS pensions in payment are increased by reference to the annual increase in the Consumer Prices Index, CPI, over the preceding September to September period, subject to a maximum capped level in each year. The increase in CPI for the year to September 2022 was 10.1%. Accordingly, the capped level of increases below will be applied to BSPS pensions in payment in April 2022. GMP refers to Guaranteed Minimum Pension. Pension, GMP built up between 1978 and 1988. 2022 increases, none. Pension, GMP built up between 1988 and 1997. 2022 increases, capped at 3.0%. Pension, excess pension over GMP built up to 1997. 2022 increases, none. Pension, pension built up between 1997 and 2005. 2022 increases, capped at 5.0%. Pension, pension built up after 2005. 2022 increases, capped at 2.5%. Years relate to 5th April. Payments. Pensions are payable monthly in advance and are usually paid on the last working day of each month. The remaining payment dates in 2022/23 are as follows. Wednesday, 30th November 2022. Friday, 23rd December 2022. Tuesday, 31st January 2023. Tuesday, 28th February 2023. Friday, 31st March 2023. Latest news. The scheme website www.bspspensions.com will be updated with the latest news on this matter. Update on Guaranteed Minimum Pension, GMP, equalisation. How GMP equalisation could affect your pension. Some members of the scheme have a Guaranteed Minimum Pension, GMP, as part of their pension. GMPs are linked to the old state pension system, which means they are worked out differently for men and women. This can cause men and women in similar circumstances to receive different pension amounts. However, following clarification of the law, we now need to recalculate the total pension for some members so that they get the same pension as someone of the opposite gender. This process is called GMP equalisation and has been written about in a previous newsletter. Are you affected? Possibly, if you have a GMP from service in the scheme between 17th May 1990 and 5th April 1997. Men and women could both be affected by the equalisation exercise. However, it is likely that any change will make only a small difference to your total pension. We have been checking if and how members' pensions are affected. This involves analysis of the records of all members, so it is proving to be a time-consuming exercise. Consequently, we expect that if you are impacted, you will be updated during 2024. What will happen next? We'll write to you if your pension in payment is due to change as a result of GMP equalisation. You don't need to take any action now. We will not write to you if your pension does not need adjusting. Contact details. If you have any questions about your pension, you can get in touch with the pensions office in all the usual ways. When contacting the pensions office, please quote your national insurance number. Please remember, we need your written and signed authority to discuss or release your personal information to a third party. Email pension.inquiries@bspspensions.com. Online, www.bspspensions.com. By phone, UK 0330 440 0844. Non-UK +44 141 274 2244. Our normal hours are 8:45 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Monday to Friday. All our calls are generally recorded for training and monitoring purposes. The pensions office's address details are below. Writing from the UK, no need for a stamp. British Steel Pension Scheme, Free Post, RUCT-GLGS-HLRU, Glasgow, G25RU. Writing from outside the UK, British Steel Pension Scheme, 1/2 Delmore House, 310 St Vincent Street, Glasgow, G25RU, Scotland, United Kingdom. Your feedback. If you have any comments on this edition of the news brief or suggestions for future issues, please write to Lee Chadwick, Section Head Secretariat, British Steel Pension Scheme, Free Post, RUCT-GLGS-HLRU, Glasgow, G25RU. News brief is available in either Braille or large print formats. If you have used this service before, we will automatically send you a copy in your preferred format after you receive the printed version. To register for this service for the first time, please telephone us and let us know which version you require. An audio version of the newsletter will be added to the scheme website, www.bspspensions.com. The scheme website is compatible with Browse Aloud, which allows you to have website content read to you. Browse Aloud software is free to download. Browse allowed, register trademark. Whilst every effort has been taken to ensure the accuracy of this text, the original documentation should be relied upon as the true and accurate version. End of recording.